push back the enemy, deal with him, and give him his seat. Praise the Lord. It's Jairam Chimoma, part 4. Are you happy that you are in the presence of God? Do one thing for our Lord Jesus Christ. It has been awesome. We have really enjoyed his presence these 4 weeks. Praise the Lord. And today will not be exceptional. I'll just give us a little charge. Then we go into dancing, celebrating God in a clamorous way. Praise the Lord. I want you to think about your life. How God has been so faithful to you. Where he brought you from. And where you are today. And the glorious future that is ahead of you. If you are not thoughtful, you cannot be thankful. Lord, you fight all my battles for me. Many I can see, so many I cannot see. And you gave to me the victory. Lord, you win, and I win too. Overcame and I overcome. Is it true? I want you to sing it as you mean it. Lord, you fight all my battles for me. Some I can see, many I cannot see. And you gave to me the victory. Lord, you win, and I win too. You overcame, and I
Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. I know I don't deserve.
open your mouth and begin to appreciate God once again. He maketh a way where there is no way. Raga shakatara bakuria baskanda. Yagarabaka sure ketere bokuria baskanda. Him alone deserves all our praises, all our thanksgiving, all our appreciations, all our adoration. He deserves it all. Father, we thank you. Thank you. There is none like you. Yakarabaka sakatara bakuria baskanda. Rebokuria baskanda yakate rebokuria. Zira bakashara bakuria baskanda yekete. Zagadagara bakaria baskanda yekete. Zagaranga zagadarambaka zagarobokuria baskanda yakata. Yakarabaka sakarabakaria baskanda yakata. Yakarabaka sambroko shimbrakata. Yakarabaka sabroko shimbroko suprakata. Zikata karabakaria baskanda yakata. Zekete kerebokuria baskanda yakata. Zuma kateri bokuria baskanda. Rakasha kataka rakata karabakuria. Yakarabaka sharabakuria baskanda. Zegede gerebokuria baskanda yakata. Kai, Lord, we reverence you. We worship and adore you. We are so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Shakata karabakuria. Masuge degerebokuria baskanda. Baraka shakata karabakuria. We bless you. We worship you. We exalt you. And we honor you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. You can have your seat. Karabaka shakata karabakuria. Yakarabakaria baskanda. Zaganda karabakuria baskanda yakata. Zagata karabakuria baskanda yeketi. Psalm 22, verse 22. Mark 5, 18 to 20. Psalm 22, verse 22. It's our praise, worship, thanksgiving, and today what? Testimonies. Praise the Lord. Testimonies. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. I will declare your name to my brethren. And in the midst of the assembly, I will do what? I will praise you. And speaking on power of testimonies, give me Mark 5, 18 to 20. Mark 5, 18 to 20. We read all of them. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. Then Revelation 19, 10. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon possessed begged him that he might be with him. We know the story of this man well. While Jesus was trying to cross to the other side, he met a madman. And the madman confronted him, but Jesus delivered him from that foul spirit. Then, the man was the one talking. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, do what? Go home to your friends. And what will you do? And tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. And how he has had compassion on you. Don't follow me. The man, maybe because of the magnitude of the miracle, he was overwhelmed and wanted to be following Jesus from places. But Jesus said, no. It's good to follow me, but there is more important thing. What is that important thing? Go and tell others. Go and declare my works in the assembly. Go and tell your friend what happened to you. That is testimony. Praise the Lord. And he departed. When he departed, what happened? And began to that Jesus has done for him. And what happened? Everybody that heard it did what? Marveled. One touch, 10 cities. He went to 10 cities to declare. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We can't keep quiet. It's impossible to keep quiet. Jesus has done more than enough for us. We cannot keep quiet. We didn't just heard it, we saw it. Therefore, we will tell our friends. Praise the Lord. Then Revelation, maybe leave it. I will read it. We will read it after. Power of testimony. What is testimony? Testimony is the act of honoring the Lord by bearing witness about his works in your life. It's an honor you give back to God by telling people what he did for you. Praise the Lord. It's an honor you give God by bearing witness. Who is a witness? A witness is one who validates claim. In the law court, whenever you are, maybe your opponent is accusing you of something, you are the one that stole this money, and you are saying you are not the one. The next thing is to provide witnesses. Both the plaintiff and the defendant. Is it not true? You provide witness. What is that witness doing? To validate what you are claiming. I am not the one that stole that money. By the time you say that they stole the money, I was somewhere else. Where were you? I was at fellowship. Then you now call Pastor Nkechi. You now call Pastor Francis. Come on, this woman is accusing me. Why am I going there? To validate the claim that the person was in the fellowship and not where they stole the money. Praise the Lord. If you cannot honor God by bearing witness of his works, of his miracle, of the signs and wonder he wrought in your life, you are not using the weapon of testimony well. It's our duty. Jesus told the man. The man said, hey, this man that saved me, I want to follow him all the days of my... He said, no. This thing is more important than following me. Go back. Go and do what? Go and tell your friends. Tell them how I saved you. Tell them that I didn't ask you for money. Yes, the demon that has been torturing you has been blasted out. Power of testimony. So many times we think that the reason why we give testimony is to entertain people. No. If you want to, entertainment, you look for comedians. Testimony is an honor to God. You give God honor by sharing testimony. The Bible says where? In Psalm 22. In the assembly. You can share it and share it to your friends. Share it in your fellowship. Don't keep quiet. There are some people that have lost their testimonies because they refuse to share it. Don't be so quick to write prayer requests and now fail to appreciate God when he answers. Don't be quick
to write prayer requests and fail to honor him when he answers. Praise the Lord. Or fail to testify when he answers. Number two, testimonies are seeds sown with the capacity to reproduce itself. Testimonies are seeds. You know, when you sow a grain of maize, when you are harvesting it, will you harvest a grain? What will you harvest? A stalk of maize. That is exactly what testimony does. When you share your testimony, people will queue into that testimony to receive their own prayer requests, answers to their prayers. Testimonies are capable of duplicating itself. Testimony is a spiritual weapon. Whatever praise can do, testimony can do it. Whatever thanksgiving can do, testimony can do it. Whatever worshiping God can do, testimony can do it. Because all of them is in honor to God. You are not giving it to man. You are honoring God. When you testify, you honor God. Is capable of duplicating itself. There are some people that have been praying, fasting, but you just needed one person to share testimony to come out of that predicament. So God can do this type of thing. Then I will believe God for it. Father, you did this for sister, this person. I'm believing you. If you can do it, my own is often kupuna. You will do my own. I believe you. And God will answer. Is it not true? It's true. It's true. So many people have heard, maybe our flyer, that somebody went to Parkland, a woman that died. She prayed. She said she was praying till 5 a.m. But he told the friend, don't allow the doctors to touch the corpse, so I'm coming. She said she was waiting for 5 a.m. like she was waiting for Jesus to come. She prayed all through the night. Maybe what Holy Spirit ministered to her. She now went with Hour of Flyer, Hour of Mercy Flyer. She said she had 5. She came and spread the 5 on the woman and told the other person, say, how will you allow your sister that gave birth to 5 children? And the children were still very, very small. Let us pray. They started praying. The doctor have finished doing whatever they want to do with the dead person and was waiting for ambulance. She knelt down with that friend and was praying until what happened? God answered. So many people heard it and we are now using it. Do you get results? Yes. Is capable of duplicating numerous results. The other day, a man wants to die. You heard Sister Chinyere testifying. He called continuously. He was going. Telling them where he kept some things. And God intervened. Praise the Lord. Rabaka Shakata. In the Bible, testimonies are scattered all over the Bible. The story of David can never be concluded if you don't hear his testimony. In 1 Samuel 17, from verse 34 to 37, the father sent him, go and visit your brethren. For some time we have not seen them because they were held bound by Goliath. and David came with food and drink. But he saw how Goliath was terrorizing them. His three brothers and other Israelite army. He could not contain it. Say, no, I will go and fight this man. The brother said, shut up. You know, always you will want people to see you. Say, no, is there not a cause? Maybe it's because of this that God now use my father to bring me here. I cannot keep quiet. And he testified. What was his testimony? 34 to 37. David said, he testified. What was his testimony? The God, when I was in the bush, the deer will come and grab my lamb. I will squeeze his mouth and bring the lamb out. The lion will come too. I will still deal with it. I will throw the lion and deliver my lamb. And if God has been helping me in the bush where there was nobody to save a lamb, what of human being? That God that delivered me all through the years I was in the wilderness inside the bush, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. What a testimony. He was reminding God of how he has been delivering him. You cannot deliver me from the bear and from the lion and not allow me to be wasted in the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine that is messing up with God of Israel. In fact, the testimony gave him courage. The testimony gave him boldness. He told Goliath to his face, you are coming in the name of your God, but I come in a name. Rabba kasure bokuria baskanda yakata. Zagandangaraganda brugozu brugozu bragada. He came in a name. Masuke tekere bokuria baskanda. Do you know he was not with any weapon except his sling and five smooth stones? Then, see the boldness. He told Goliath, Goliath, today I will kill you and cut off your head. You know, he told him before the battle. Because he was so sure that the testimonies I had in the bush will be duplicated today. Rabakasure bokuria baskanda. That evil arrow, that devil that have been tormenting you, maybe sickness, maybe in the area of deliverance, maybe open door. Today they bow. They bow in that name. They bow in that name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When he finished talking, it was spiritual. Goliath was enchanting. And David told him, I knew, I learned how to chant sins. You can't intimidate me with your chanting. And I know where I'm coming from. That God is with me. When Mr. Saul, the King Saul, tried to give him his armor and other things, he tried it. I said, no. I want to use the weapon that I know how to use. I don't know how to use this one. Allow me. Is it not glorious? In the realm of the spirit, by what he confessed, he brought him to nothing. He was too sure. Why? He has seen such things happen again and again. In Acts 4:20, he said, they cannot keep quiet.
How can I keep quiet? How can I keep quiet? This thing I'm talking, we saw it. This thing I'm talking, we heard it. I can't keep quiet. I can't keep quiet.
Why will you see the sick and keep quiet? Why will you see that things are not working normal and keep quiet? Is it that you have not seen God do such things before? Testimony. Power of testimony. Marakashike terebu kuria.
What of the woman by the well?
What of the woman by the well?
He met the Messiah.
We know the story very well.
But the Bible says that when she finished talking with Jesus, she did what? She ran to the city. She told the whole city about Jesus. She could not keep it to herself. She became a witness instantly.
Come and see, who?
Come and see a man that told me everything about my life. The Bible said that when they came, they saw. They didn't just hear, they saw. Why? Testimony can duplicate itself.
Praise the Lord. John chapter 4 from verse 38 to 42. Makashakatarambakuria.
Why do we give testimonies?
I've told us, number one, it brings honor to God. Number two, God can be trusted and his words are true. That is in the life of David.
He trusted the God that saved him yesterday, that you will save me today. Father, you provided for me yesterday. You will provide for me today. Testimonies are a mark of trust. If you trust God, you will testify.
Praise the Lord.
Testimonies act as a seal for the miracle you received. When you give testimony, you seal your miracle.
Don't keep quiet when God has answered your prayer. It's written in book of Luke 17:11-19. Shall we remember? 10 lepers, but one came back.
It's a mark of sin. And Jesus told him that you are now made whole. Others receive healing, but this one was made whole. No trace. The other one, you can trace the disease, maybe the scars. But this one that was made whole, no trace. When you testify, you seal the miracle.
Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you. You have been so good. Thank you. Testimony helps you to count your blessing. There are times the devil will tell you that nothing is working in your life. Because that one you called big, that one you called hard, God is yet to answer. You will now feel that your life is not moving because God has not answered that one. It's wrong.
When you testify of those one you feel that there's no testimony that is little. There is no healing that is little. If not, let headache worry you from night to morning.
In the morning, you look miserable. Is it not true?
Every act of God should be celebrated. If you cannot answer yourself, when he answers, celebrate him. If you know that you can do it, don't. But if you know that you cannot answer yourself, when God finally answers, do what? Celebrate him. Give him that honor. Appreciate him. Don't pretend.
There are some people. I want to leave it and check when where. It's abuse. It's abuse. Because when you step out to testify, you will now be made whole. What you are telling God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting. In this kingdom, we don't wait to see. When you are convinced that God has done it, tell him, thank you. Don't go and go. Say it, Father, thank you. Thank you for delivering me. But God say it's three now. It's just one. One is just. By the time God will leave you, you will leave just to bow to. Tell your neighbor, testify. Don't keep it. Don't hold it. There are some people that hoarded their miracles because they kept their testimonies. In the Bible, as God is answering them, they are sharing it without wasting time. It's a weapon, especially in the face of trials, tribulations. You remind God where he brought you from. Stand in the assembly and tell God. You know, when you keep it, by the time the devil hits you, or you enter into another serious issue, you won't know how to come back. Because you broke the bridge. Even to God in prayer, when you don't appreciate his doings, his workings in your life, if you are a child of God, your conscience won't even allow you to pray again. Is it not true? It's true. Celebrate his workings. Celebrate his acts. Celebrate his doings. Celebrate the battles he fought for you. Count them. At times, you need to pick a pen and paper and write down the battles he fought for you. The victories he wrought for you. Don't keep it. Thank you, I went out. I am back. You kept me. Lord, I'm grateful. Somebody say he was feeling like the birthday was not worth celebrating. So you want to be in the mortuary to celebrate. You don't know that life is a gift. Go to the hospital. Just visit those that are in the hospital. You will have every reason to not just testify, thank God, celebrate, dance that you are alive. Because so many people desire to be walking. Their legs are hung. Have been hanging maybe for 6 months. Some were carrying iron in their legs. One problem or the other. But you are sound and you don't feel like celebrating. It's an abuse. Praise the Lord. Testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. What happened to Jesus can happen to you. The testimonies of Jesus is prophecy that you receive as a child of God. And run with it. If it happened to Jesus, it can happen to me. If Jesus walked, I can walk. If Jesus healed the sick, it's a testimony. I can heal it. It can be duplicated. When you sit down and learn all that Jesus did, you can queue into it. Because you're a son. And claim the testimony. You went about healing the sick. I am one. Because I am your son. I'm going to heal the sick. I'm going to deliver the oppressed. I'm going to preach to people. The reason God told me one day, the reason why you go out from evangelism and you don't see results is because of your mindset. If you made up your mind from home that you must get a sick person and you will pray for the sick and the sick will be healed, God will grant it to you. Don't do it for doing his sake. Testimony. Jesus gave a lot of testimonies in the Bible. And it's a prophecy to me and you. It's a spirit of prophecy. His acts. We claim it and run with it. Father, you have been so faithful. Father, you have been so caring. Father, you have been so loving. I want to testify. I want to give you the glory. And you open your mouth. It's a whipper. Father, you told me this. I am standing. This thing cannot happen. I am alive in such a time like this. We cannot bury anybody in my family. Because Jesus raised Lazarus that was dead and buried for how many days? Four. I can't take no. Jesus healed the blind. The blind must receive his sight. Jesus delivered the oppressed. The oppressed must be delivered. You take it, personalize it. Trust God and honor him when he gives you the testimony. How many of us are holding back our testimonies? How many? Just say the truth and shame the devil. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand well. More than 20. Have you repented? Your sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. We will start by dancing unto him. Celebrating him. It can't be enough. He has done more than enough. More than. We are going to call our brother. Praise the Lord. I'll come back. We are going to call our brother to give us his guest minister. Emmanuel, you didn't give me. Praise the Lord. We are going to call our brother, Pastor James, to come and give us, in the next 20 minutes, we are dancing, we are celebrating, we are jubilating, we are giving him praise. Are you ready? Give Jesus a shout! Over to you, sir.
Can you wave your hands unto Jesus? I was blessed by that sermon. Mom, it's my first time of seeing you, and